Could you please introduce yourself with your name and your role?
Hi, I'm Kirsten Holland and I'm the Director of New Business and Implementation at ATSIC Brisbane.
What are you doing here today at the Deadly Kindy launch?
Well, I'm here to be pretty proud of what we have done and what we've achieved. I'm working really, really strongly and closely with the Department of Education. About a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago now, we collected a whole lot of data and really understood that we have a strong Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander connection and community here. A community who don't move, they stay here from our ADC data, Australian Early Childhood Development Census, and we know that they're here and they're connected here. So we went to the Department of Education and said, help us build a deadly kindy, because we know for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, when they feel culturally safe and in a space that they're connected to, our children thrive. So the deadly kindy application went in. And we're really, really lucky that the department were absolutely behind us and supporting us. They even gave us a full right to design the room, work with the colours, work how we wanted things positioned. So we're really, really lucky. We've been thoroughly, thoroughly supported by them. And, the build happened and we got our licence in early December and we opened our doors on the 30th of January. Full. So we have 20 beautiful, gorgeous children who've started kindy this year who may not have actually had a kindy year if it wasn't for our deadly kindy here. They're all Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. And we know that 1 year of kindy makes an absolute difference to their life trajectory. There's three things that can really alter a child's life trajectory. The number one is their mother's education. It's really important. Number two is their home environment and their connectedness to their mob and their family and the experiences. And number three is kindy. 1 year at kindy can change the trajectory of those that are still employed at 40 years of age, those that are incarcerated or not incarcerated. The ability to read and write at the age of 14 can all be tracked to 1 year at kindy. So imagine our children are not only culturally strong, but they're healthy in mind, body and culture. So we're really, really proud.
That's wonderful. How does it make you feel to be here today to experience this alongside, you know, we had the parents in earlier, you had a lovely speech there from Aunty Robin. So how does it feel for you to come and see this unfold today?
Well, it brings tears, actually. I'm just so proud of what the team have done and what we've achieved and to see the connection to community, to see everyone here and supporting it and supporting our parents and supporting our children. Our children are so important and they deserve the best. And to see two ministers come with the gift of their time today and speak so beautifully, Grace spoke so beautifully and she really touched exactly on the heart of what we're doing here. So I feel really, 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 really proud.
Do you hope to see this expand into other areas? We've got the Logan area and, one in Acacia Ridge. Do you hope to see this expand further? What the value of that would be for Deadly Kindy to expand?
Yeah, and part of the stuff we're doing behind the scenes is actually researching what we do. So we can go to other departments of education regions and say, look, we know what we do is right and we know what we're doing as well and it's working and it's effective. One of the things we tracked last year was just kindergarten attendance rates. So we were hitting, you know, between 87 and 89% attendance rates when the rest of Queensland kindergartens were hitting, you know, between 72 and 76%. So when we can get our children to kindy, they come and they stay and they're engaged. So, you know, once we have that data and we can demonstrate the difference that we're making, I think we can really grow this across Queensland. One of the other greatest influences is not just about coming to kindy for us. It's about our dentists come down and visit us. We get the lift the lip. Because if you don't have good teeth, you can't learn to speak properly. If you can't learn to speak properly, you can't learn to read. Because the moment you start reading, what's the teacher say? Sound it out. Well, if you can't sound it out properly, you're already behind. So every one of our children get their teeth checked. And for those children that are referred on to the dentist, last year we got a 100% attendance rate to the dentist. So we support those. If they need contact with our human services branches, we connect them there. We have an occupational therapist and a speech therapist visit the kindy every week. And they work individually with the children. So we do everything we can to have them completely school ready in mind, body, soul, and culture.
And it's so rare to find that in other places, and that's what makes Deadly Kindy really unique and really important, especially with otitis media being an issue as well. Mm. And so it's great to have that health link and connection to give kids a good start. What I also want to know from you is how you work with community.
We probably look at that in a different way. We're about advocacy for children and children's rights and children's agency. So it's about working alongside that child, getting to really know that child, getting to really know, love, and acknowledge that family. And once you start to do that and you become connected that way, the family will then work with you, talk with you about what, and open up to you about what some of those other needs are. And once that trust and that safety is there, that's when then we can refer to all the other ATSECs organisations and business units and departments. So we really can give that wraparound care and that care model to families if they want it and if they need it and if they're, you know, and they're open to it. But we're very, very lucky that we're lucky because our board supports that too. They support that vision. The board are really on board. They understand that early intervention is the best intervention. You know, if we can really support these children and provide every opportunity to them before the age of six, we give them honestly the best start in life. So without the board support, I don't think we'd be able to achieve half of that as well. So, yeah, we're very lucky.
Is there a big demand for people like, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to be involved as early educators as well as getting our kids involved in Deadly Kindy? Is there a big demand that you're seeing for that?
Oh, absolutely. That's why actually here at this service as well, we run Cert 3 in early childhood qualifications here to have more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people trained, educated and engaged in early childhood. So that's been really important to us. We also have parenting courses here so that our parents are strong and capable in supporting their own children and families. So, we've had a huge take up of that. So we're really, really pleased with what's going on there. Our families are dynamic. And so it's about understanding where our families are and how we can walk alongside and support them and particularly their children. But really it's about advocating for children's agencies and rights. Our children deserve the best and they deserve nothing less. So everything we can do to promote them and their trajectories in life, that's what drives us.
Wonderful. Thank you.